I've just asked James Gates what it was like getting the call to be asked to be on the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, and I persuaded him to allow me to record the answer, so take it away.
So, as I was saying, I had just gotten off an airplane in Florida, in Gainesville. I was on my way to the University of Florida. And so I get this telephone call from Harold Varmus, former head of the NIH in the U.S. and a Nobel laureate for research in cancer. And he and I had been playing phone tag for about 2 weeks. It started when I was on my way to India, and he sent me an email message, and I got it when I was in Amsterdam during transit. And so it sort of disappeared. I thought, gee, that was odd. So now he's back on the phone, and he says, Jim, it has been suggested that you be nominated to serve on the Presidential Council of Advisors in Science and Technology. And my literal first response to him is, Harold, you're clearly joking. So what is it that you really want to talk about? And he said, no, I'm quite serious. People are very impressed with a number of things that you've done in your career and think that you bring something to the discussion. And would you be willing to serve? And my answer was something like, I had never in my wildest dreams thought that I would be able to serve my country at that level. And then I told him a little bit about that Baltimore Sun article, and I ended it by saying that I never thought that the election would have such a direct impact on my own life.
What was it like going into the first meeting? Were you nervous?
Well, I had actually met the president in about 5 or 6 years ago when he was still a senator. I was getting on an airplane in Washington, D.C., going to Chicago, and I had one of these rolling suitcases, and it got stuck somehow in the doorway, and I was pulling really hard trying to get it in the plane, and just as I got it to come loose, I lurched forward, and I almost fell into the guy standing in front of me, and as he walked away, I realized it was Senator Obama going home to Chicago. So that was our first meeting. In fact, I'm sure he doesn't remember that at all, but of course, you know, I certainly remember it. And then the second meeting was actually at the National Academy of Sciences, where he announced the members of his of PCAST, his advisory council. And then in August, we had another meeting with the president, and I had a chance to actually engage him directly in some substantive conversation about some of the issues we're facing.
And do you think that Obama is a good thing for science in America?
I would say that this administration, certainly for the first time in a long time, seems to have the view that science can be a force for good for the nation, that it's not just another public interest group.
Thank you very much.